Hello there. Before we start this podcast, it needs an explainer because you might have already listened to part one. I was saying on the show, hey, you can listen back to all the podcasts. You can listen to the hypothetical conversation myself and Fionnuala had. And then it turned into another one. So this is part two where I uninvite Fionnuala to my wedding, hypothetically.
Sorry, what were you ringing about? Hello?
I mean, I sat down and I thought that you'd be able to. I can't even. I don't know what you'd say.
Come on, break it to me. Come on. Ring, ring.
Okay.
Ring. Hello. Hello, person who is getting married and invited me to their wedding. How are you?
I'm good, but you're no longer invited to the wedding. Okay, bye.
Sorry. We came to the conclusion that I should not be invited to Fionnuala's wedding when she gets married. Because if she has to invite me, it'll be just far too awkward.
Well, I'm going to hope that whenever that day might come, that I will not have to disinvite anyone. You know, that's awkward conversations, not my forte. I dance around them, try to avoid them at any cost. And I don't know how you do it. Like, how would you do it? Yeah, but you're putting me on the spot. How would you uninvite someone from a wedding?
You'd ring them.
Right.
And you'd go round in circles for about 5 minutes. So I'm ringing you. Okay, I'm inviting. Oh, we are here again, aren't we?
We're here again. Yeah, go on.
I'm uninviting you.
Yeah.
24 hours later.
Yeah.
You finally thought, right, you do it then. So I wasn't prepared for this. Your phone is ringing, Fionnuala. You must do the ring, ring.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello.
Hello, is that Fionnuala?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Fionnuala, it's Dave. It's Dave from my radio, because we don't know each other outside these four walls.
We don't have each other's numbers saved at all.
How are things?
Good, yeah.
Good. Did you see the restrictions were tightened again?
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
Yeah, only one of the bridal party, whether that's bride or groom, is now allowed at the wedding. No page boys or altar boys. Not even a priest. He has to do it on Zoom now. So I just want to make sure you're understanding of the circumstances.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, no, I've the outfit got,
I'm gonna.
I'll have to do my own makeup, of course, but yeah, no, I'm sorted that way. Yeah.
Look, Fionnuala, I know this is very tough for me to break it to you, but I know that we invited you to the wedding and your significant other, but I'm afraid that we're not going to have you at the wedding anymore because of the restrictions. And look, it kills me. It kills me that we have to invite you, but I have to stick to the restrictions.
Do you know how long I spent looking for a dress?
I know, Fionnuala.
Do you know how much that dress cost?
I don't, but I can only imagine.
Do you know how much I spent actually getting, because I knew I would have to do my own makeup?
Fionnuala, I thought you'd be a lot calmer in this situation. You must understand that the restrictions do not allow. My own father won't be there.
I mean,
I know I haven't met him in 25 years, but he won't be there, so I can't bring you over him.
Well, I just think with the working relationship we've built up over the years, that the fact you'd even think about cutting me from the list, oh, I'm disgusted.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing while I'm inviting you on the phone, but I'm finding it difficult to comprehend how you're reacting to this situation.
I just can't believe you were able to get the words out without dancing around them a bit more. That's all I'm saying.
Fionnuala, bye bye. I've hung up. You're uninvited to the wedding.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon with Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.